Chief at Stuff Studios, Toby Shapshak, is with us this evening, and he was ready, and then he logged out. He even sent me a message to say, I'm ready. And then he used a 1970s term, kiff, to say that he was there. But we'll chat to him in just a moment. I have no doubt he'll log back in again, because that's what he does. He's very good at this technology thing, you know. I should know how to pronounce this company's name. Oh, and I can't remember for the life of me. But he'll get to it in a second. It looks like a device of some description. And then there's a particular anniversary this week, and it is a 21st anniversary of a piece of technology that changed the world. Toby Shapshak, the chief at Stuff Studios. I was just confessing to being unable to pronounce, even though I've asked you 100 times. Schwammer. What's the Chinese technology firm Schwammer. Called that you like? Xiaomi. What?
Xiaomi.
Xiaomi. Thank you.
Come on, you're asking a Yid how to pronounce Schwammer. You can say Schwammer when you're 3 years old.
Talk to me about Xiaomi. The 11T Pro Xiaomi.
Yeah, what an interesting camera, and what an interesting, or I should say, what an interesting smartphone, and what an interesting company, because what's fascinating about Xiaomi, and the way to pronounce it is Xiao as in shower, Xiaomi. And what's fascinating about them is that they realized that people can't access Google services behind the great firewall of China. So what they've done is they haven't tried to cram as little as possible into the phone or make a margin on their hardware. They don't make the margin, their profit margins on the hardware. They make it from selling software and games and apps and music and videos. So what they do is a strategic differentiator is they make really good hardware. They make a very slim margin of profit on their hardware. So Xiaomi's tend to be very cheap but very good quality phones, and this one is no different. It's kind of like their flagship phone, even though they're not saying it. It's got a really big, interesting screen, and it's also very good at taking pictures. It's got a 6.6 inch screen, by the way, AMOLED, which is very good, 120 hertz, great if you're a kid. But the cameras are 108 megapixel wide angle, that's its main sensor, 8 megapixel ultra wide, 5 megapixel telephoto. Now that's very similar to what Samsung's top of the range Galaxy S21 Ultra 5G, that's its whole name, has. And that's a seriously expensive phone for amazing quality technology. What differentiates the Xiaomi, the 11T Pro, is that it's going to come in at about 14,000 Rand. And it's impressive for other really good features. It's got 5,000 milliamps. They ship the phone, Bruce. Most phones ship with maybe an 18 or 20 watt charger. This ships with 120 watts. So that's twice as much as my MacBook Pro. Or nearly twice as much as a 65 watt. So you can charge the whole thing in 17 minutes. That's fantastic for 14 grand. You know, we talk about the cost of phones and technology all the time, but this is a really good product. And I have to say, I'm a fan of how Xiaomi have innovated and known where to get the profit, and therefore how to give really great value to the consumer buying the handset.
Lovely, lovely, lovely insight there, Toby. And then the iPod. I can't believe it. It's ready to leave home. It's 20 years old.
20 years and 2 days. It was launched on the 23rd of October. And it revolutionized music, Bruce. I mean, you know, the one of the things that everybody said about it, and I did, even though I've never been a smoker, and it shows how far we've moved culturally in 20 years, is that everybody said, it's the size of a cigarette box or a box of cigarettes. You know, I never smoked, so it's not my association. But it was just such a demonstration of what music, how impossible it was to make music portable. You know, perhaps if you had a laptop, MP3 players were clunky and silly and didn't work very well. And along came this iPod, the size of a box of cigarettes, and it just revolutionized music. I mean, there are a couple of things that changed at the same time. No one listens to albums anymore. You know, I grew up listening to an LP and then a tape and then a CD. You know, you listened to the whole album. It was a piece of work. And, of course, Apple's great innovation that followed a few years later was was the iTunes Music Store. They've since dropped the word music because they sell movies and TV and apps and everything else. But that music store was a revolution. You could buy an entire album for $10 or every single song for 99 cents. And it just revolutionized things. And it began a massive trend that we've seen play out over the last few years, which is that at the time, everybody was stealing music. Napster was this, you know, the great BitTorrent-like or torrenting client that lets you swap music, swap songs from one machine to another. And that was by far the biggest form of internet traffic. Now, you know, 60% of it is mobile traffic, and most people pay for a service like Spotify or Apple Music or even YouTube. So it's actually Steve Jobs' great idea, which was make it cheaper and easier than stealing, and people will go for it. And that's how he managed to convince the big movie and big music chains or the big music owners to go along with him.
And how it revolutionized revolutionized music. Toby Shapshak, thank you. The chief at Stuff Studios, Toby Shapshak, this evening on The Bunny Show.